extra hard all day. Finishes up early so he can get away. Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play. Daddy knows he's waiting, so he hurries on his way. Cause you know heroes come in every shape and size, making special sacrifices for others in their lives. No one gives them medals, the world don't know their names, but in someone's eyes, they're heroes just the same. She rocks her crying baby in the hours before dawn. Whispers words of hope to help her husband to hold on. She takes time with the children, making sure they know she cares. She's more than just a mama, she's the answer to their prayers. Cause you know heroes come in every shape and size, special sacrifices for others in their lives. No one gives them medals, the world don't know their names, but in someone's eyes, they're heroes just the same.
COVID-19 pandemic has accounted for tens of thousands of deaths and ultimately will affect millions more people who will survive. All over the world, there will be time to mourn the victims and care for the survivors. But it is also time to recognize and thank some of the heroes who have emerged so far. Nigeria Info 99.3 presents COVID-19 Heroes, a radio show shining bright lights on individuals and organizations coming to the rescue of those badly affected by COVID-19. Tune in to COVID-19 Heroes every Monday and Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 12 noon on your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
21 minutes to the hour on 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Femi Obong Daniels. It's a delight to be here. And I'm sounding a bit funny because that is a sign of the times where we have to lock up and close up even when we speak over the mic, remembering that each of our microphones is a shared appliance. So when I'm done talking into it, one of my colleagues is going to come and talk into it some more. And one of my colleagues has just finished talking into it. And though we continue to make sure we do all the relevant checks to ensure we're okay, we just don't want to take chances. Just in case somebody might have caught the virus, you know, all this talk about being asymptomatic, having it and showing no signs of it, but still with the ability to pass it on. So we are being extra careful. Thank you for this time out. I usually will not be here on a Monday, but we started something. You may have seen it on social media, and it's called COVID-19 Heroes, where we look at what individuals and groups are doing to help people in this time of global crisis. And we'll be localizing that. It's the very first one. We'll do this twice every week, and it starts today. And on the show today, I let you know, I would not be doing this alone week on week. I'll be doing it with a great guy, a great friend of mine, a great all-round personality, in the person of Dr. Weber Boa. And we'll take this thing to as far as we can, looking at what Nigerians are doing, and other Africans too, to help people in this time of crisis. So Dr. Weber Boa is standing by. We all have to be in our different locations so we don't clutter. So Dr. Weber Boa is joining us via Skype. We're having some technical difficulty getting him now. I can see him. I can see his image, but we're working on sound. However, our guest on the show this first time out is here. Her name, Oluwatoyin Adegbite Moore. I've checked to confirm that I have audio of her. Well, Mrs. Oluwatoyin Adegbite Moore is the director, Africa Venture Philanthropy, West Africa, my guess. Mrs. Adegbite Moore, can you hear me?
I can hear you very well. Good morning.
Good morning to you. It's such a fine pleasure talking to you today.
Absolutely.
So here's the thing. Yes. Apologies. We should have done this 11:30 on the dot. Thank you for your patience. And, you know, let's go into it quickly so that we can get to the to the heart of the matter. And I'm thinking of you and what your organization does. And I just wanted to quickly ask you a couple of questions. Your organization is coordinating the COVID-19 response, or the responses, all across the African continent. Is that true?
Yes, in three major cities in the sub-Saharan Africa. So Nigeria, Kenya, and South Africa.
Nigeria, Kenya, and South Africa. Okay. I was going to touch on all those areas, but because of our time, I would restrict myself to Nigeria, basically, and ask you what is being done in Nigeria.
All right. Thank you, Femi. First of all, let me quickly just tell listeners who we are. You know, we're a Pan-African network that brings together, you know, the whole continuum of social investors. And when we say social investors, we include people from the philanthropic sector to the impact space, the impact investors, to DFIs, development agencies, to, you know, incubators, accelerators, family foundations, trusts, all the people that are in the financial institutions, investment community, to bring them together to solve Africa's pressing, you know, social problems. So, you know, with that, you know, our mission is really quite clear, is to increase the flow of capital. And when we say capital, finance, human and intellectual capital, to ensure effective deployment of these capital, again, for social impact. So with that said, you know, when all of this started in you know, when our world started to change, you know, starting in January when we started, or even back in December when we started hearing what's going on in China, and then eventually it moved our way. It was so, we started to think about, in fact, this, the virus, you know, disrupted our continental board meeting. And it was from that, you know, disruption that, you know, we really started to think about what, as an organization, should we do. I should let you know that nothing in ABPA is done without partnerships. We really believe in the power of partnerships. And so, you know, started to ask some of our, you know, supporters and partners like the Ford Foundation, the Impact Investors Foundation, Sterling Bank from the financial institution, the American Business Council, which is the voice of, you know, American businesses in Africa, in Nigeria specifically, you know, to really join forces with us and to see if, again, since we now have to work remotely, how can we gather a group of people and just really build a platform online that would, you know, mobilize, aggregate, and really kind of bring together various sectors around responses and, you know, strategic responses to this COVID-19. So that's what we did.
Interesting. And you, of course, you just mentioned some of your partners. You do have, by you, I mean the African Venture Philanthropy Alliance, does have this broad global association with Europe for some broader global force for social impact. And it's working, isn't it?
Absolutely. We're part of a global network that started in Europe, moved to Asia, and then here in Africa. And then we also have another one that just launched, the Latin Impacto. So in Europe, it's called the European Venture Philanthropy Association. In Asia, it's called the Asian Venture Philanthropy Network. And then here, it's African Venture Philanthropy Alliance. So, you know, and Latin America has a different flavor. It's called the Latin Impacto. And so when you think about that whole network of, again, investors from all around the world, our goal is to come together and to really look at innovation that's coming out of this COVID-19 and helping to really shine some light on those positive innovations and scaling them up and helping to replicate some of these innovations, not just during the COVID-19, but beyond post COVID-19. There's a lot of, you know, ways that people are really coming together. That's really phenomenal.
All right. Weba, can you hear me? You may just nod if you can hear me. Weba, are you there? All right. We hope Weba can, you know, join us appropriately. Weba, do you read me now? If you can hear me, please wave at me, Weba. Okay.
Good. Adios.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. So, look, AVPA has focused on the transformative power of social investment, you know, the deployment of capital for social ends, utilizing a disciplined approach that increases transparency and, of course, accountability. That has been your aim and your mission and your goal for a while. And then suddenly this. And you've had to adapt to these, from thinking about investment in Africa to help Africans achieve, you know, some measure of global acclaim financially and all of that. and then you've had to focus on this. It has been about going out and helping people. The Nigerian experience for you, what you found going about doing this during this period, tell me about it. What has the reception been like? What impact have you noticed?
I think, you know, one of the things that, again, is so important to highlight is going back again to collaboration and partnerships. One of the important, the cornerstone of the work that AVPA does is really bringing people together and convening a group of people who want to make impact. So this platform that started in, you know, in Kenya. In fact, you should know that in Kenya they had maxed out the WhatsApp, you know, group, because it brought together everyone from the demand and the supply side of the work in terms of nonprofits and also investors and development agencies. And working groups then started to form out of that. And then moving to Nigeria, say, you know, a similar thing started to happen, that we focused really on who are those decision makers that need to be the platform, so that when people are looking at opportunities to collaborate, the decision makers are already on the platform and they can quickly, you know, talk about how they can collaborate and maybe even form subgroups. Let me, you know, and then in South Africa as well, Slack groups were formed and working groups came out of that Slack group as well. And so focusing back on Nigeria, two working groups have developed. And one is focused on, you know, something that's actually very important right now for Nigeria, and that is testing. The fact that we need more testing so that we know how to make sure that we don't let the curve, you know, I don't think we have even a curve yet, because I don't think the pandemic has hit us to the extent that we can even talk about flattening the curve. But I think we can talk about really decreasing the number hopefully we can decrease the number. And the coming together that's happened on our platform really has to do with people coming and focusing on supporting people who need food, for instance. So we've had people on the website talk about the importance of, you know, gathering people. The ACE, you know, is another group that's brought together, you know, Likey Foods and some other organizations, again, in a partnership to make sure that people are fed during this time. The other that's happened is, you know, like I said, is, you know, focusing on test kits. The Nigerian Institute of Medical Research has partnered with LifeBank, and, you know, to, again, increase the number of test sites that people can go to. And that also has now, they need more support. We just have a lot of innovation that's going on in Nigeria that people need support to bring it to scale and to make sure that it covers all of Nigeria. Because, you know, with 200 million people, we really have a lot of work to do in terms of making sure that this pandemic doesn't reach its height. And so testing is very important, tracing is very important, and treatment in terms of what we need to focus on as we move forward.
All right. So let me ask you this question. And it's a, you know, it's a comparative kind of question where I'd like you, as the executive director of AVPA for West Africa, I'd like you to compare Nigeria's response to other African nations so far.
I would say that, again, Nigerians are doing what Nigerians do best, and that is, in the time of need, people come together. There are stories of, you know, people making sure that streets, you know, and communities are being fed. We, you know, there's another group that I'm part of, you know, that's, you know, led by Professor Pat Utomi around, you know, quality information and resource, and making sure that we have enough information that's going out there to everyone, including the man on the street. So human solidarity has been, you know, one of the highlights of what's happened in Nigeria. And it's also happened across all the other, you know, areas as well, in Kenya, in South Africa. We've had reports of organizations coming up and doing what they need to do. There's an organization called Safe Hands in Kenya that helped, you know, people, not just in regular people, but everyone within the underserved communities, to know the importance of, you know, hygiene and washing, making sure that they are they understand the importance of this coronavirus, and they have in Kiswahili Hili the importance of making sure that people know that they are the cure, that we are the cure for COVID-19, and that, you know, practicing physical distancing, washing our hands is very important. In Ghana, making sure that people, you know, there's an organization, the Ghanaian Philanthropic Forum, that literally mobilized all the nonprofits in Ghana to look at, you know, providing food, you know, and also other resources, you know, masks, sanitizers to Ghanaians. So very important to understand that this, in terms of what's going on, there's just, people are coming together, both private, public, and social sectors are really coming together and saying, you know, this is an important time for all of us to drop egos and logos and focus on how we can really eradicate this disease, you know, by working together. You know, you'll be talking with, you know, the initiators of Give Food, NG, later on, you know, in terms of, again, a partnership that's providing emergency food relief for people in the underserved communities. Mm. And I think that's really the area that most of us are very particular about. We need to really think about people who don't have the opportunity to be in a comfortable place and be safe in that comfortable place. So our underserved people living in informal settlements, AVP has, in partnership with SANCAL, and has done some, you know, webinars, and we're still continuing those webinar series every Thursday throughout the month of May, focusing on the informal sectors and focusing on informal settlements, and making sure we really all, you know, look at the most vulnerable. Because when we talk as an organization about social impact, the last mile of that social impact can bring investors together. Mm. But at the end of the day, they will have to, you know, invest in social purpose organizations and social services, you know, and social enterprises.
Okay.
That would have to, you know, that make a difference in the community. The other gathering, a consortium that we are part of, that again includes the, you know, Ford Foundation, a development agency, GIZ, you know, the Nigerian Competitive Project, and of course the Impact Investors Foundation. Again, a partnership that's coming together that's going to really focus on some really, you know, key activities to help not just people, but also organizations that are going to be in need. Mm. And some of those organizations are small to medium enterprises. And again, on our platform, a lot of small to medium enterprises, some of them don't think about women-owned businesses. Mm. So, you know, SMENG is another organization that's really, you know, focused on making sure that women-owned organizations are not left behind, you know, with all of the government stimulus packages and what's going on.
All right.
But happening, as you can hear, I can go on. And
I know,
on
I know. That. Unfortunately, we've run out of time, and I'm really, really seriously looking to having you back in the next couple of weeks, so that we can go over all of this again. I have I have questions to ask. I'm sure Weba is pregnant with questions, if Weba can still hear me. We've run out of time, but we do appreciate what you're doing, and we want to shine the spotlight on it going forward. Oluwatosin Adegbite Moore, Executive Director, Africa Venture Philanthropy Alliance, West Africa. Thank you so much for being a part, for being a COVID-19 hero and being our first guest on this.
Thank you very much. And I take this and also include all of our partners in being heroes, and especially our frontline workers.
Certainly.
Very important to recognize.
Certainly. I'm sure we'll be talking to some of your partners as well. Dr. Weba Board, Weba, could you just say hi? Just so people believe me.